The Winter Horses, written by Philip Kerr and read by Edwina Wren.
I'm afraid there's no getting away from it, she told Borta as she stroked the mare's white face. You're just different from other horses. Nothing wrong with that, of course. But I wonder, can Max really be right about this? Could you really trace your ancestors back to prehistory?
She opened the book that Max had brought over from the cottage. First, she looked at the Baron's bookplate on the inside front cover, a great coat of arms that looked like it belonged on a herald's flag, and then she found the colour plates of the French caves.
It says here that the paintings at Font de Gomme were discovered by a local schoolmaster in 1901, she told the two cave horses. It's believed people first lived in the caves around 25,000 BC. There are 40 horse depictions and 20 mammoth depictions. They're extinct too, and that makes you two very special. Perhaps the two most special horses anywhere in the world right now.
Borta let out a snort that might have indicated modesty.
You know, she told the cave horses, I should love to see one of these cave paintings for real. The ones that Paleolithic man painted.
Borta whinnied again. She paused for a moment.
What's that you say?
Kalinka looked at the stone walls of the water tank and almost allowed herself a smile.
Why not? Yes, what a great idea, Borta. It was clever of you to suggest it, and very thoughtful of you. Max will be glad.